Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is Thursday now. That would be May 3rd, 2007, about midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome back, hour number two. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. If you're over at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, lots of great information there, courtesy of Webmaster James. The guy is fantastic. We certainly appreciate him, and we appreciate all of you. Be aware that we're taking your calls anytime with our guests tonight, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. He has written a book, and you can pick this up at his website, which is www.fixedearth.com. The book is entitled The Earth Is Not Moving. Author Marshall Hall, welcome back, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much again for your time. And when we left off, we were in the first hour. We basically took down the trail of the whole idea of the Earth being a stationary object, everything else moving, and then slowly went through the, I guess you could call it, no pun intended, the evolution of science.
Yeah.
And how science has basically springboarded off of this concept of the sun being the center of the universe, everything moving around it, and subsequently has sought to really remove God from science altogether, to make them two completely independent things.
Right.
And now we're talking about court cases dealing with evolution versus creation.
I couldn't say that. Well, I did. I think I meant to mention, and perhaps did, that these are linked on my website, and anybody can copy them and check them out if they want to.
Wonderful.
But these lower court cases in 40 different states last year, think of that, 40.
Wow.
With the boards of education and some legislatures and so on. And it's been like that for years. Polls regularly show that in the neighborhood of 70-75% of parents want some kind of challenge made to evolution in the schools, since they're paying for it. In any case, it went to the Supreme Court of the United States in 1987, and they ruled as follows. The act, they held that the act is facially invalid as violative of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment because it lacks a clear secular purpose. And that's where I want to explain that all these court cases were ruling creation science and intelligent design religious.
Yes.
According to the Constitution. I'm not complaining about that or arguing with it. I think it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is religious. Face it.
Yeah.
So they've been trying to, you might say, sneak that in there for the reasons because they think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it, according to the Constitution. The other thing, while the courts have always ruled that way against creation science, they were always left evolution science alone because it was considered to be secular, i.e., not religious connected, no religious agenda, just science. That's the way people think of it, don't you believe?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was ruled that way, and therefore you teach it with taxpayers' money. Spend billions of every year with NASA, for example, looking for extraterrestrial.
Let me jump in here, Marshall. I'm sorry. Quick break here, my friends. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our guests, more Frankly Speaking Radio, and your calls as well. Stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Shoot tombstone full of this wine, balls and chain. I'm drinking tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball starts fighting.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Our guest has written an incredible book, just based on the information on his website, I would say. The Earth is Not Moving. Now, the website is fixedearth.com. Lots of information. He encourages you to go there, share it with others. Fantastic stuff. Marshall Hall, welcome back, sir.
Okay, Frank.
Thank you again. When we left off, we were talking about evolution, the legal challenges to creation, evolution, and whatnot in the courts in regards to schools, textbooks, things like that.
Right. So the challenges have always been shot down because they were religious, and evolution is counted to be secular, not religious. Since history is mainly my thing, I taught the world history for about 15 years at the high school, and I've been into history all my life. Mm-hmm. I found out that from the first century, there was a rabbi named Nekunya Ben Hakana, mm-hmm. who is a Kabbalist. Maybe you heard of the Kabbalah?
I've heard of it. Don't know a whole lot about it.
Yeah, a few people do because it's been an extremely secretive thing. You know about some secretive things, I believe, from what
yes,
I've read.
I do.
But this one is at the top of the list. Mm. But it broke loose about 15 years ago when a physicist in Tel Aviv, named Schroeder, wrote a book or two, and I've got them. And I also have this on the net. that the first day in the Bible, he said, was 8 billion years. The second day was 4 billion, and he keep having it down, dividing it by 2 down to the last day, and it comes out to 15.75 billion years old,
mm-hmm.
which you said, you know, you'd work that into your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But in this first century, this Ben Hakana Kabbalist used a 42-letter name for God. They do these things with Kabbalah,
mm-hmm.
tarot cards, and all kinds of stuff with mathematics and magic and things.
Mm-hmm.
And the age, he concluded that the age of the universe, 2,000 years ago, he said, was 15.3 billion years old.
Okay.
Which is basically what's in the textbooks today,
mm-hmm.
and what this physicist I just mentioned said.
Mm.
You move on up to the 12th century with the famous rabbi Maimonides, and the next century, Nachmanides. Nachmanides said, and this is all a secret, nobody knew about it until mm-hmm. very recently, that you had to, the universe was relativity had to be in the picture. Relativity was necessary. It was 15 billion years old. You had relativity, then you had to have heliocentricity, which is the rotating, orbiting Earth. This was 300 years before Copernicus, but nobody knew about it. But you had that there was an explosion of sorts. He didn't call it a Big Bang, but that's the way everything started, he said. And it's been expanding ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have the components of modern-day textbook cosmology.
Mm.
Billions of years, relativity, rotating Earth, Big Bang, expanding universe.
Wow.
All of those things come out of the Kabbalah, which is, of course, a holy book of the Pharisee religion.
Mm.
And so the bill had all this. I've got this information here in front of me. It's the bill, which anyone can read and understand, I think, pretty quickly. I know you probably want to move on to along, but that, do you have a question about that? I can.
Well, basically, so in essence, the challenge against evolution is that is presupposing here in this legal challenge that it's all based on the Kabbalah. In essence, and therefore, by teaching evolution in school, they are in fact actually violating the Constitution and promoting religion.
You caught on to that very thoroughly and
that's
quickly.
Amazing. That's amazing. Now, I would think Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism, from what I understand, which means that I would wager that the anti-Semitic label was thrown at that legal challenge fairly quickly as well.
Yeah, well, that brings us to this challenge that there's a fellow that helps me quite a little bit out in California. There are several people in Canada and all around that are working with me on this.
Oh, wow.
And we had a memo here that I talked to my representative and his wife and my wife here at dinner, and we went over this thing about a week or two before he was going to introduce the bill. And he agreed to do it and everything, said he wasn't afraid to and stuff. And we had a memo that had his name on it and links to this bill on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
That was just one page. It was sent out to representatives in Texas. And, of course, I was going to do it in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And Illinois and Pennsylvania and a couple of other states. New York, this fellow in California was sending out that memo. Well, the memo went out maybe a little prematurely, but it wasn't because the lawyer that was working on stuff here was sick and it got delayed. And
mm-hmm.
in any case, the memo went to Texas first instead of here. And the representative out there who got it, I've got the Dallas newspaper report here in front of me, name of Chisholm, Representative Chisholm. Can you hear me well better now?
Yes, actually.
he just passed it around to all the members of the Texas legislature because it looked all right, you know, to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it, of course, was all right. But it had Representative Bridges' name on it as a memo. And, it didn't take but about an hour or two to hit the fan out there. And the ADL jumped on it like a bum on a hamburger there and started saying it was
anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. As they called it, outrageous anti-Semitic material.
Wow.
And demanded an apology. Well, this representative out there, he hadn't read the bill. He was doing the representative here a favor, he thought, or something. And he said they got after him. He said, I didn't know about it. So shoot me, he said. Just shoot me. That was his comment.
Wow.
So our representative began to get a lot of calls. I've got pages here. I won't take the time to get into them, but maybe just mention the names and places of the people who called. Bluestein from the Associated Press. I've got dates and everything on this. Channel 11 in Atlanta. Ralph Blumenthal, the Houston representative for the New York Times. Mary Levinson, the Jewish Atlanta Jewish Times. There's this one's in Israel. It was all over Israel. Went to Australia, Canada, and around. But this was a really bad thing, you know. Yeah. Robin Bloomer, St. Petersburg Times, the Texas thing. There were several of those. Jennifer Brown, CBS. Carrie Pritchard called for the Paul Zahn show. Well, there are a few others, but I think you get the impression.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for it to get around.
That's right.
Atlanta newspapers, TV, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch any of it or see any of it, but I read these things afterwards, and I was getting these calls here because the Fair Education Foundation, which I have, was on the memo.
Yes.
I wasn't, you know, hiding anything, so they started calling me. And usually these interviews lasted 15 or 20 minutes. And they were nice, you know. Everything was good. But nobody had read the bill, of course.
Yes.
They were just going on what the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, had jumped on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's nothing anti-Semitic in the bill. You know,
yes.
just read the bill. There's nothing in it. Nothing racist in it. There is, however, a challenge to a religious agenda being taught with taxpayers' money.
Mm.
And that's what it's about.
That's amazing.
So all of this, anybody can check for themselves. If they have any questions, they can contact me, email, whatever, and I'll try to see if there's something that's wrong that I missed.
That's fantastic stuff, Marshall. If you are available, I definitely would like to keep you on for a while here tonight and really get into a lot of this, because obviously there's a big push towards global warming and a variety of other things that I think are very significant and tie into your research. But I also want to take some calls when we come back. Folks, the number 800-313-9443. Better get your calls in now. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Folks, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. You may have some questions, may have some comments, some contributions here to the interview tonight. We are talking with the author of the book, The Earth Is Not Moving, the founder of the Fair Education Foundation Incorporated, the website, fixedearth.com. Please welcome back to the show, author Marshall Hall. Thank you again so much.
Thank you, Frank.
I'm really enjoying this. We get some calls, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Let's do it. Mike in Illinois, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show, Marshall. I read your book years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and enjoyed the book. And I was thinking that sometimes you get so close to a subject that you forget to explain exactly, you know, how all the science works behind it. And I was hoping that maybe you can explain to the audience about the, you mentioned the eclipse, but how the, I think it's called the penumbra, is cast on the Earth and how it should be going from, you know, west to east, and it actually goes west to east, and you know, they try to say it's going west, east to west, or if the Earth's moving.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can explain that to the people.
And your name again was?
Mike.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, thanks for reading the book, and you hit on a chapter in there that I must say that I had to recant on that a little bit. Let me tell the audience what it was about. I said earlier that had to change the direction of the moon in order to make it work with the eclipse and so on. I prayed about it, and I felt like I had it right that this would make the shadow go a different direction on the Earth if it came in from the other side during the eclipse. It seemed reasonable. A lot of people believed it, and that news got around quite a little bit. A physicist in Scotland by the name of Dr. Neville Jones picked up on it, and he did the mathematics, and it went around quite a little bit. But it wasn't right, exactly. It wasn't wrong in the sense that it hurt our idea of the Earth not moving, because that worked before, and it still works. And they still use those mathematics. But it so happens, and I just had to work myself through it finally to see it, that even if it comes in from the other side, the shadow will go the same way. It's crazy.
Hmm.
But that's true. So I hate to disappoint you on that point, Mike, and I hope there were
okay.
other things in there.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe you can explain the Michelson-Morley experiment to the people, too.
Right. In the mid-1880s in Berlin and in particularly in northern, around Cleveland, Ohio, there were a couple of hundred experiments called the Michelson-Morley experiments, two men, one named Michelson, one Morley, the chemist, the latter one. And they had this interferometer set up, which they were going to prove. This was 1887, the last one, going to prove that the Earth rotated and went around the sun. It was a system of mirrors I haven't diagrammed in the book, which would, at 67,000 miles an hour, you should be able, the light mirrored from one end of this thing to the other should be different than if the Earth was standing still.
Hmm.
And it wasn't. All the experiments showed no Earth movement.
Wow.
So that threw the university system into a total funk for about 20 years, because they were already, you know, they nobody was even talking about this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Darwinism had sunk in its teeth real good by then. Nietzsche said a couple years before that, God is dead. We've killed him with our science. And, well, anyway, the Michelson-Morley experiment is generally counted as a experimental evidence that the Earth's not moving. And the diagrams in the book, maybe it's better to look at those than listen to me, or get them up on the Internet. You can find it there, I'm sure.
That's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, I was just bringing them up as I thought those were, you know, strong points in the book.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm glad you did, Mike. I have not read the book, so, you know, that's very important. I perused the website, of course, and just a monumental amount of information. But obviously, you know, I'm not going to be able to pick up on everything. And I think, you know, what you said is fair. I mean, obviously, you know, Marshall's been talking about this for a long time. You know, there are some really important points that jumped out at you, which, you know, maybe, you know, we would have glossed over had you not called. So I'm appreciative of that. I'm going to ask you to hang on, Marshall. Mike, if you have more, you're more than welcome to stay as well. We have to take a commercial break here, folks, but we're back in only 3 minutes with more of your phone calls. And again, the number 800-313-9443, and more from our guest, Marshall Hall. More Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Folks, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and welcome back to the big show. Our special guest tonight, Marshall Hall, his website, fixedearth.com. Welcome back to you, sir.
All right, Frank.
Thank you very much. And Mike in Illinois, you're still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's another strong point that you mentioned in the book about the military and when they would be over bombing sites and how they
went in,
Yeah, if you can mention that to the audience, too, how they would have had to calculate every, you know, all the rotation and 1,200 miles an hour and all that.
Yeah. Why don't you just tell them what you got out of it?
Well, basically, that, you know, a bomber that's over its, you know, can hit its site, you know, if they're a mile up, I don't know how high they fly, but the bombers over Germany or whatever, they'd have to, they would have had to calculate the rotation of the Earth, which is would be like, what, 1.2 miles a minute? So if it took a bomb more than a minute to hit the Earth, then it would be they'd be a couple miles off their target. And at least that's does that sound correct, Marshall?
Yeah,
I'm trying to recall.
They said, you know, that they got pretty good at it at 25,000 feet. They could drop them down a chimney, and yet they're going, say, 250 miles an hour, and they could come from any direction. They could be going east, west, north, or south, and yet they'd hit these targets. And how can that be? At that latitude, the Earth is probably going on the order of 600-700 miles an hour in its rotation. So things like that, or the big gun, you remember the Big Bertha in the World War One?
Mm-hmm.
The Germans lined that up to shell Paris about 75 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, at the different latitudes and stuff, at the time that shell got there, Paris wouldn't be there. Those kinds of things are, it's just stuff that you can see and that you know is real. That if you looked on the webpage there, Frank, you probably saw that floating globe. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
I mean, it's just hanging there. It's what God, the Bible says, God hung the earth on nothing, and there's this earth hanging there on nothing, which is electromagnetism, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But how hard is that for God?
Yeah, right on.
And then there's the story about Joshua when the military was and he set the sun back.
Right, right. Joshua said, "Sun, stand thou still over Gibeon, and the moon over Ajalon." Stand still, and they stood still. I'll mention this quickly. My wife and I, my wife died in 85, but in 84 we went to Israel with one thing in mind. That was to find where Joshua had stood and to pray about that scripture and others that we were just learning about, because
mm-hmm.
we'd been primarily against just evolution up to that point, and we found a place. It's out in the country, sort of, and prayed about it. And after that, she died in the next year. But after got over that, why I married again and had a chance to write the book. I just felt like God was going to answer the prayer. Then that was over 23 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's happening. It isn't just this poor old fellow. It's Dr. Jones, I mentioned, in Scotland. He's mm-hmm. got a website up and some very great CDs and stuff, and Dr. Gerardus Bow in Cleveland. He's a professional astronomer. Says the Earth's not moving. Dr. Jonathan Henry at last I heard he was at Clearwater College. A physicist says it's not moving. There are people in France, England, all around the different countries. Engineers, R.G. Elmendorf up in Pittsburgh, he's offered a $10,000 reward for anybody who can show it's moving.
Wow.
And so on. I mean, it's on the launching pad. It's smoking on the launching pad.
That's amazing.
What, didn't you have a letter in your book for that, I don't know, someone had written to NASA and asked them about it, and then NASA came back with a response that they use a still Earth model for
yes.
their...
Yes, it was a brand... It wasn't NASA, it was the ocean... branch of the government or something.
NOAA,
but,
National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that was it. I haven't looked at that for quite a while, but in any case, it's just a reprint of their letter where they say, I'd ask the question as if I were a junior high student or something, and they answered it and said, you know, they make their calculations from a fixed Earth.
That's amazing.
Right.
What an amazing admission.
Yeah.
And on it goes. On the floating, I call it the floating globe, hanging there, there's quite a little bit on the net. There's a whole new branch of science coming up that refutes Newton's gravitational stuff. They're called electric. It's called an electric universe scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Alton Arp, I believe is his name, and Thornhill and Hans, a Swede of some, I forget his name, and some engineers. And basically what they say is that we don't know how big the universe is. There are no black holes. You can't explain anything about gravity. It's electromagnetic. They don't throw gravity completely out, but it's so weak compared to electromagnetic forces that it's just a helper in some cases, but doesn't amount to much. But the whole stars, you know, that there's never been a resolution of a star by any telescope of any kind. In other words, they can't tell whether it's round or square, and it's just a point of light. No one's ever seen a star. No one's ever seen one of these supposed new planets that they discover every week. It doesn't happen. It's all computer, virtual reality, simulated fraud.
Wow.
And I've got a ton on there of quotes that will demonstrate that.
It's amazing.
Now that I didn't have in the book because I didn't know it at that time. But I hate to say blow your mind, quote that, make up that brand new proverb. Anyway, I said too much there. What's next?
Okay. No, I'm pretty much done. I read the book. It must have been 8 or 9 years ago, I think, is when I got it from my minister, and I really appreciate it, though.
So, where do you live, Mike?
In Elgin, Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah.
A fellow here that helps me quite a bit here in town is from Illinois, up in north western part somewhere, I forget. John Reichenbach.
Uh-huh.
And every time somebody tunes in from Illinois, he gets excited.
That's wonderful. Well, Mike, I really appreciate the call tonight.
Okay, yeah. Frank, I used to listen to you all the time in the morning, and you went to nights, it's kind of rough for me to do this, but when I heard Marshall's on here, I said, I want to hear him because I've never heard him speak before.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
Since I read the book and I tell people about, the Earth's not moving, and they just, it shocks them and think I'm nuts.
Yeah, well, I got to admit, I was pretty baffled by it myself. I said, well, wait a minute here. Surely somebody would have recognized, if we weren't. But then again, when you think about it, just like everything else in the world, we are conditioned, whether we want to be or not. For the most part, we're conditioned by everything we're experienced to, and people, of course, how you're raised, how you're schooled, and so on and so forth. You just get accustomed to assuming that maybe something that we're being told is truthful, but inevitably it all seems to be based on lies at some point. So it's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, I have a brother-in-law who's a pilot, and I asked him about it because, if you think about it, if you were to fly from Chicago to Florida, it takes about 4 hours. And in 4 hours' time, the Earth, supposedly, if it's rotating, would be, is it, Marshall, it's like 1,200 miles an hour?
It's about 1,040 miles an hour at the equator.
1,040 at the equator, okay. So in 4 hours' flight time, you'd have to, obviously Florida then would be, how many miles, like 400 or 500 miles west of whatever I should say east of wherever you're trying to get. You'll be 400 miles west of where you should be.
Yeah.
And you can pick out any point on the globe and you can fly right to it, and you don't have to calculate any rotation. Well, that kind of tells you, doesn't it?
No matter which direction you're going, that's a good
point.
Yeah,
no matter which direction, but because my brother-in-law tells me. Well, he just says, well, it's based on the Earth, the miles per hour, and how you're moving it. The gravitation is taking along with the Earth. And
right.
I says, well, then that means that if you went east or west, there would be a big difference. One is directly against the rotation, and one is with it, and the time difference would be so much different. But it's not. So But
that's another common sense factor. The way they answered that, of course, is apparently like he did, that somehow or other the atmosphere is Velcroed to the Earth.
Even though
we can look up and see clouds going in different directions and birds flying and well, cannons, shells, whatever's in the air, and jets. Why not just go up in a helicopter on the East Coast and wait 4 hours and come back down in San Francisco, you know?
Right.
they'd say it's because the atmosphere is moving with the Earth. Well, everybody believes that because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
But where is the evidence? It's just an assumption. It makes no sense from what we see.
Right. I've made that point, too, get in a helicopter and just, well, how far... And then they say, well, how far up would you have to go in a helicopter so you're not flying with the atmosphere and you can actually take advantage of the Earth's rotation and, you know, move, like you said, in 4 hours from the east to the west and just by the Earth's rotation, just by going above the Earth and sitting there and waiting for it to rotate. Just,
that's amazing.
Yeah, well, I think that still makes sense. And the, the common sense things, is it possible that the Bible is right on this? You know, whole thing is one religion, which is Antichrist. The people in the Kabbalah and the Talmud, as you know, probably know or heard of, or
mm-hmm.
think about it a little bit, you know, they say Mary was a whore and all this, and that Jesus is a bastard, and he's in hell and boiling in crap, and so on. And the New Testament is blank paper, and all Christians should be—they just have 10% of the intelligence in the world, and they've got the rest of it.
Mm.
And all these kinds of things that are in their book. So it's their system out of this Kabbalah, secreted until just a few years ago. Madonna's into it now, and some of the, you know, Hollywood people. But now the cat's out of the bag, and people, first off, is the bill. You know, can we support this with taxpayers' money? But they nipped that in the bud there in Dallas in February and scared the poof out of that guy. And my man, he caved in and didn't introduce the bill.
Wow.
In order to keep from, to get out of the calls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of enjoying the calls myself. But.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing stuff. Mike, thank you again very much, my friend.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care now.
Pleasure hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Lord bless.
Amen. Folks, our number 800-313-9443. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, welcome to the show.
Frank, how you doing this evening?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I'm really enjoying this show here tonight.
Good.
Marvin?
Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall, I'm sorry. I'd like to thank you for your book and your website. I have not read your book, but I did happen to stumble up across your website here 2 or 3 months ago, and I have looked at quite a bit of the information on it there, and, you know, I'm quite astounded in. You know, it just makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, I made a comment to a friend here some months ago about some of this stuff that, simple truths are just easy to understand.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. I mean, when you think about this stuff, it's just really very simple.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, one of the things that I found is, in talking with a friend of mine and telling him about, you know, this website you know, what he's saying here, you know, let's use their own model to refute them. You know, think about it. Every representation of our solar system you've ever seen, they show the Earth tilted on an axis away from the sun. And our Earth is supposedly rotating around that sun, yet the constellations are in a relative same part of the sky, you know, throughout mm-hmm. the entire year. Well, you know, if that's true now, and they saw the Earth is approximately 93 million miles away from the sun, you know, that's a rough, you know, just a rough circle. The circumference of a circle would be roughly 9.8 billion miles, you know, that the Earth is rotating around. And, you know, it's just absolutely impossible for the constellations and the stars to stay in the same spot. And, you know, when I told my friend that, and he's like, yes, it makes perfect sense.
It does make sense.
You know, it's just absolutely amazing to me.
Yeah, well, that's a good illustration there, Steve.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, if I can jump in here.
Sure.
We have the music playing. Another quick break. Steve, you stay with us, please. And Marshall, you as well. Folks, our guest tonight is Marshall Hall. Amazing, amazing stuff. The website is fixedearth.com. The book is entitled The Earth Is Not Moving. And we'll be back with its author and, of course, your calls and the show when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I'm
folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. And keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you by Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis, the website privacycrisis.com. Now, you can get the ebook there. You can also get the hardcover version at the same website. If you're interested in maybe looking for a more economical purchase, you head on over to Amazon.com. Look for it used. They do go quickly, though, so make sure you check that out. Also, if you are not web savvy or just refuse, by all means, give Borders Bookstore a call and have it shipped to you by calling 702-433-6222. The book is Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall, of course, our sponsor here for this hour. And I got to tell you, folks, an amazing book with a lot of self-empowerment tools. As a result of that, that makes it dangerous information, unfortunately. The powers that be do not want you thinking for yourself. They do not want you to know what your rights are, what your authority is, and that freedom is more than just the freedom to do things. It's also the freedom from things, such as intrusive measures, and certainly with the everything being digitized and on the Internet these days, it's very easy to get some damaging personal information about yourself out there. So cover your tracks. Pick up Privacy Crisis and the website privacycrisis.com. Let's get back to our guest here, Marshall Hall. Of course, his website is fixedearth.com. Welcome back to you, sir.
All right, Frank.
Thank you again. And then we have Steve in Texas. Steve, please continue.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, like I say, I just found Marshall's website just, you know, absolutely astounding. There's so much information out there. Yeah, I've been listening to you for a while, Frank, and, you know, I called and spoke with you before. You know, I just woke up to a lot of the stuff that was going on, really, within the last year, getting close to about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like you, come to the conclusion that basically everything that we have been taught is just an absolute lie.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And, you know, when you look at Marshall's website and the information that he has on there and how he ties it together,
yeah,
it really makes you think, and it presents, you know, for instance, presents the stuff in the light that, you know, it sends you off thinking about so many different things.
That's right. It's amazing once you sort of have that, and I've always put it in this context, Steve, that, you know, let's say we all live in a cardboard box, okay, on a street corner somewhere. We have no reason to leave the cardboard box because we're told that there is no leaving. There's nothing out beyond that. And then one day somebody walks by and pokes a hole in it. Well, then you take a look through that hole and you're like, what is this? You know, you see that there's more out there. Well, then guess what? You're going to have that burning desire to see more and to learn more. And I think once we have that sort of hole punctured in our paradigm, and we're able to see that one thing is maybe incorrect, that we've been deceived in one regard, well, then we have to start taking a critical look at everything we've ever been taught in every different arena of thought. And then when you start really delving into it, you see that the world is not filled with impossibilities, but possibilities. And then when you start getting into stuff like this, you realize that, you know, that if there's a deception going on, there's somebody behind it, there's some agenda behind it, and we have to expose what that is. And I think our guest is doing a fantastic job of that. And you, Steve, are certainly a great example of somebody who's waking up and retaining their sanity at the same time, which is very, very difficult to do. Let me ask you both to hang on. Folks, we have to pause here for a brief station identification. We're back in 90 seconds with hour number three, Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
It's true.